You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington, and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions. My co-host is Brian Thompson, F.C. Tucker, Bloomington Realtors, but he's not here today. It's just me and Noelle Hansen with Kid Angles Early Education School.
Yay!
Yay! And before the break, we were talking about your school, how you take anywhere from 6 weeks on up to pre-K.
Yep.
And in the summers, you have some alumni camps. Is that what I was hearing you say?
We just have a really small alumni camp for our graduates and then a few siblings typically from our graduates. We'll have some kids that like to come back in the summer. We didn't have it last year, but there was sort of a need or demand for it. So we brought it back this year. So we'll see how it goes.
Awesome. I was going to say, I bet it's fun to see some of those kids.
It is, and it's fun out in town to see them. And what's really neat is some of the relationships that we have seen from kids that have been together since they were babies. Because they create a sibling environment.
Yeah.
And I've got there's a really big group of girls that have continued to stay in touch, and they have sleepovers and birthday parties, and parents take them together on different vacations. So it's really fun to see that those relationships happen. And because of Facebook, we get to see them grow. They may not remember all of us. Some do.
Yeah.
But the building itself has been there as a daycare for at least 30 years. I've got one staff member who's been there since 1986.
Wow.
So she's on some of her second generation of kids coming in, and that's been fun to see. And we have a private Facebook group page. It's just for the parents. And then we have a business page. And the parents on the group page, they get to see, we snap pictures all day long of what's going on in their activities. And so it's kind of fun for the parents to see that. And then they can see what they're missing.
Yeah.
And they don't feel so out of it. And with the way the social media is anymore, it's a quick and fast way for teachers to get it out, even faster than emails.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of a fun group for the parents, but it's set to private, so it's not out there as much as we can contain it.
Exactly. Well, and some parents probably don't want their kids on Facebook or whatever.
Correct.
So then you can put them on that one, and that's okay, because then just they or the parents that are going there can see it, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yep. But it'll be fun to be walking around town, and then you'll see they'll come up to you and give you big hugs, and then you're walking in another school and they'll see you walking down the hall and start waving and yelling at you, and you're like, hi.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, I know, are you full? Do you have any openings for kids?
Well, because it's a college town, it kind of fluctuates up and down, and we were working on the roster for the summer, and currently we have availability in almost all of the classes if someone were to call and wanted to start now. Maybe in the fall we don't. We have a waiting list started for a couple classes, but I always encourage parents to come in, get a tour, even if we say we have a waiting list, because we could have it today and then tomorrow it could be, you know, this family's been relocated. And, and so then that opening has come up. And I also tell parents, go check and see what's out there.
Yeah.
Because we may not be a fit for you. You might like to not have the messy. You might want it to be a little more tidy for yourself. And that's okay. We want this place to be. You're going to invest a lot of money. So you need to make sure it's where you want your child to be. So that's kind of where I always encourage parents. Go out, and then if you decide, let us know either way.
Right. And I think that's so important. I think the other thing that I know you've talked about in the past that is that people don't talk about in daycare, but to me it's super important, is that you give your staff time away. At Christmas time, I think you say you have a week off.
We having been a public school teacher, I know the importance of needing that time to just shut down and reprogram.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the staff have to have so many training hours for state mm-hmm. requirements. So we already make staff come in after hours to do that, or even on the holidays. And then sometimes we do try to do some in-service training so they can feel professional and feel like they can actually do it during the work week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a shutdown during 4th of July week because we tried to plan it when a lot of families do go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a shutdown where it's December 20, the afternoon on the 23rd, and we open back up on the 2nd. That's kind of where it is right now. And that's just staff just need that time to regroup, be away, and they usually are ready to come back because they've had their fill of their own kids, but they need they just need that, because then they're excited and they're recharged, and everyone needs that at their own job, so they also need that in the early ed field, especially, you know, parents.
Oh, absolutely.
Parents are ready to drop them off on Monday after the weekend, so you can imagine if
five
the roles,
days in a row
right you can imagine 5 days in a row, because, you know, when you're investing your children into the preschool, they're with wherever you're going to be probably more waking hours during the work week than they are, you know, at home.
Yeah.
And so you need this place to make you feel comfortable that this is a second home for them.
Mm-hmm.
We have an open door policy. Parents can call and check in as long as it's not going to make their child be distraught.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, you got to know when that's appropriate.
Yeah.
I'm sure there have been times when
yes.
you've been the one peeling the child off going, it's okay, Mom.
It's okay.
And Mom's in tears leaving.
Right, and the kids know to send the parents on a guilt trip.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the door shut, I've seen kids wipe their eyes, smack their hands, clap them together and say, okay, let's go. And then it's like,
where's my friends?
You just sent your mom on a guilt trip. And she's like, yep, but she'll be back. So it's just one of those trying to get the parents to not feel guilty. But we as workers understand that feeling too, because
absolutely.
We get it. Even if our kids are there with us and they go to another classroom, we mm-hmm. still have those feelings. So
mm-hmm.
it's not easy to have to work and leave your child with someone else.
Absolutely. And you want them to feel like they're being cared for and loved by, and I think that's so important, is that one of the things that I noticed when I was in your facility is that those teachers love those kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there wasn't anybody being mean or
no.
It wasn't a strict, you know.
No, the challenge is sometimes staff that are in the early ed field can be shyer with adults
mm-hmm.
than they are with the kids.
Kids,
and parents don't always see that because they're there to drop off and then they leave. So it's my responsibility as well as my assistant to sort of make sure that what they're not seeing is happening. Good, but
right.
understand that sometimes people can be shy with adults, even though they're an adult, but they're
yeah.
most content with the kids, and that's who they relate to.
Absolutely. Well, before we stop today, I want to make sure to say what your actual location is, the address and your website and your phone number and all that good stuff.
We are located at 1500 East Hillside Drive at the corner of Hillside and Maxville, right across from Deer Park Manor.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website, kidangles.com. We're getting ready to actually relaunch a new website at the same address.
Updated.
Updated. We're pretty excited about that. And then our phone number is 812-333-5639. Our hours are from 7 to 5:30, Monday through Friday. We also have a Facebook business page that we would love to have
mm-hmm.
people like us on. And I think that's about it in terms
awesome.
Of getting a hold of us.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
If you missed any part of our program today, you can listen to a podcast on the WGCL website at wgclradio.com.